To me sleeping next to in it, like in between the door and you guys?
Wouldn't you want the tiger to eat vegan?
That's crazy, first of all.
You know what I mean?
Vegan. It would actually make him sick. Because he's not
if
vegan.
If a tiger ate you, it would be like eating an edible.
Yeah, for real, it's like eating vegan.
There's nothing in you but leaves and weed.
Hey, this thing is an edible.
That Chris is a fucking edible.
It's fucked.
Pause. Y'all niggas talking to me crazy right now.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Hard pivot. Why the fuck is a bird like the mascot? Like, that's not some bitch ass shit, like a cane?
No, it's not. It's an
it's a really bitch ass bird. It's not like it's an eagle or a hawk.
Ibis. It's an ibis.
It's a what?
Ibis.
So I'm trying to understand, what does that have to do with UM?
So when after a hurricane passes, the first animal that comes out is the ibis after a hurricane passes.
Nigga says who?
To let you know that the hurricane
passed. Nature, nigga.
What a crock of shit. What do you mean? So every time there's a hurricane, this little fuck comes out and says it's going to be okay?
Yeah.
Bro, that's bullshit. There are hurricanes in Haiti. I've never seen one of those. I've never seen.
Nigga, I've never.
I have never seen Willis McGahee in
Willis.
Haiti. Thanks.
No, I'm telling you right. There are no Willis McGahees in Haiti. I'll tell you that right now.
I've never seen Ed Reed in Haiti.
No.
If that was the case, the guy who ran the track at the Olympics wouldn't have it.
Fuck.
Fuck a fucking fuck up.
Or he'd be the safety of a sugarcane field. All right, that's all right. Yeah, okay, it's time. It's time.
Sugar cane cab driver.
I mean, you've gone too far. Right?
Oh. Let me get the lighter, please.
Oh, please. Alley oop.
Go ahead.
You caught that?
Yeah,
magnificent.
And I caught it on camera.
Magnificent.
Double entendre.
Magnificent.
Chris, pause, cause
Chris
I'm really
I can't
catching
take you serious no more.
You.
You're a fucking edible, nigga.
Call. Stop talking
about
that,
sorry.
Now you're listening.
Fuck niggas. I don't even know what intro we're doing today. What'd you choose, Benny?
I put the H on it.
Something special.
Nigga.
Hey. Fuck. It's this one. The vocal cord stretcher. You know what fucking time it is? Benny on a beat. Niggas on the vocals. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. Us four, we are niggas with opinions. Bitch, you need some niggas with opinions. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Hey, you need opinions, you should get them from the niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from the niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny ain't shit friendly. About to go to Benji. All about the Benjamins, like Puffy said. Gonna go to your bitch and give me some puffy head. Hey, if I had hairline, I'd have me some puffy dread. Okay. Back into it. Off location, some Haitians and a Jamaican. We ain't on vacation. You niggas is hating. Your bitch is defecating. She look like shit. That's what I mean, you bitch. We about to pod. I swear to God, we got to get shit supply. Your bitch with Ron Harper, or is it Ron Harper? I don't know, but my flow is about to get kind of sharper. A tarper. Like that blue shit on the roof. I'm the truth. Give you bars with no vocal booth. Yo, bitch, my baby, call her Ruth. All right, that's it. That's right there. That's the one.
Is that it? You call her Ruth because she's full of nuts.
Okay, all right, multi-purpose.
Oh. See what you did, brother. See what you
we
did.
We got bars. We got
see
bars.
See what you did. See what you guys.
The shit this episode is. I haven't seen a subject list this ratchet in quite some time.
How you guys doing this week?
But first, welcome back, niggas. This is the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot at me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus,
good evening,
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwanda.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
This nigga gets better every week. He's getting better at this every week. That sounded almost like something.
Almost.
It almost sounded like, you almost sounded like somebody from a parish.
I have not gotten a haircut in months. I'm telling you, my dreads, they're coming soon.
Oh,
I'm sorry, my locks, not dreads. Because dreads mean, to us rosters, dreads mean dreadful. And us rosters don't take that lightly. Right, Chris? Give me some.
Give me some. Yeah. What?
That's crazy. This wild behavior has not stopped.
I hate when
gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
Doing good, man.
I mean, what else are you going to say? Bad?
Well, actually, I just got back on Instagram, and that shit has changed a lot after being on for a year and a half.
What? Yeah, because you've been off close to 2 years. What do you see now? There's reels and shit invading your timeline?
What the fuck is going on? What is this?
TikTok busting niggas' asses, bro.
Fleets.
But the most confusing part, I tell them, I'm like, babe, what the fuck is going on? Because I see somebody's post from 2 weeks ago, then I see a post from yesterday, then I see a post from 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, it's not chronological anymore.
What the fuck happened?
Here's the game. And I've discovered this more this week, right? The chronological shit, like all of that shit is designed so that you don't really have full access to your fan base, right? The only way you get full and consistent access to your fan base is by A, posting like a fuck, and B, paying those motherfuckers. You understand me?
Because I started noticing that I'm seeing the same motherfuckers over and over again.
Because don't you realize that, like, you see motherfuckers from your following list in seasons?
Yeah.
You understand?
No cap.
People can prioritize themselves to the front of your story, to the top of your feed. Nigga, I am paying right now for flyer manipulation. HNH.com, bitch. HNHtour.com, bitch, 12 City Tour, pull up on me. I am paying right now for flyer manipulation, video manipulation. And motherfuckers are telling me, I seen you. Yeah, bitch, I know you did. I know you
I
did.
Paid
top,
for that.
Top dollar. Every story I want to see. Nigga, I've been obsessed with analytics as of late.
It's the game. It's the name of the game. Once you understand analytics, you'll never be able to fully understand them.
Nigga.
But once you understand them, it's...
The site I'm using to do email blasts, nigga, it shows you the amount of emails open. They show you what link they click, where they're being funneled to, where they're from, how long they stayed on the goddamn page.
So all that is important information.
Oh, yeah. All that's important. The Facebook ad shit shows you.
So you're paying to be a part of the algorithm.
But that's what they want.
That's the game.
You understand what I'm saying? Because they gave it to you for free, and it's like, if you can post an event on Facebook and everybody comes, it doesn't work. But I think everybody now who has ever done an event understands that social media definitely suppresses flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think everybody can see you post a selfie, you post a whatever, 100 likes, you post your flyer, 17. That's not a coincidence. It's not motherfuckers not liking it. It's being suppressed. And they want you to pay.
So
because if you're getting paid, so does Zuckerberg.
So based on the algorithm and based on the analytics that you've researched, do you feel like right now, I mean, you won't know until the tour, but do you think that you're getting a return on the investment?
Well, that's the thing. You can see the return. Because
ticket sales?
So with Facebook, for example, when I promote on Facebook, they show you how many folks it reached, how many people click the actual ticket link, and how many of those links translate to purchases every week. And then Eventbrite shows you exactly where the traffic from the purchases are coming from. So I know most of the money's directly from Instagram, Facebook. People go from Instagram, Facebook to Eventbrite to paying for the shit.
Dope. So we're going to have to use that for our
commercial.
Well,
yeah, that's the thing, because back then I kind of was like, back then I didn't think that it worked.
Right.
But now, like, since then, they've done crazy shit with the algorithm.
Oh, yeah. It's grown a lot because, clearly, because, like, like I'm saying, tune in. I noticed, like, if I watch one person's story, they immediately come back.
And they see him every day. You see him every day.
So if I want to go see, like, somebody's story, like, randomly, I have to go all the way down. As opposed, because it used to be, when stories first came, before I got off of Instagram, it was, like, in order. Like, you watch this story.
The most recent nigga who posted the story is who you're going to see.
Right.
Right.
Not no more.
Not anymore.
No. And also, like, my nigga, I have days where, nigga, my stories can have 2,000 views. And the other days where I'm literally fighting for 300. It don't make sense.
Yeah.
It don't make sense.
I think we spoke about that. You know,
it don't make sense.
Amongst each other. Suppression is the only way. It has to be the only explanation.
Like, there are definitely...
And it's, I said suppression has to be the only explanation.
It only makes sense. And it's like, for some reason, like, when I'm out doing events, when I'm out in the streets, my stories, they jump. What is that? It's almost as if they want to promote you being outside.
Do you think they have technology smart enough to, you know, capture all of
Ben.
That? Oh,
yeah. Oh, Ben.
No, I'm asking the question so that we can actually say it.
Yeah, because absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like they do.
Have you guys seen a documentary, the social media documentary on Netflix?
Facial recognition, look, daddy. Come on, man. They know what's going on.
That shit is so interesting.
Come on.
You talking about social media?
We are walking around with the electronic leash. The satellites always know. Nigga, if you're doing a story, they know.
Ain't no satellites. Come on.
All right, P. I'm not doing this shit with you, pal. Okay?
What?
You tell me satellites don't exist.
Come on, man. Come on, bro.
We can't start like this.
We all had DirecTV, pal. I'm not going to let you do this to me.
Underground wires.
We can't start like this, bro.
But what do they stand to gain?
We don't even have an underground in Florida, fam.
Wi-Fi don't work overseas.
You say what?
Wi-Fi doesn't work overseas.
How you know?
Because it can't work over the ocean.
But how you know?
Because they don't have Wi-Fi.
Have you sailed the seven seas, Christopher? Call Columbus. Have you sailed the seven seas? Jesus Christ. How you going to tell me that the Arctic Ocean has no Wi-Fi? For certain.
You been there?
I
ain't nobody there.
Don't flip this. I asked you first. Have you been there, nigga? Trying to flip on me. I'm the king of the flip. I can't be flipped.
I hope not, nigga.
Hey, this nigga say, have you been there? You smooth motherfucker. You trying to vegan Jedi mind trick me. All right, guys. Trey Songz has finally did it.
He finally did it.
It's a white woman this time, okay?
Oh, he's toast.
Damn. He was toast before, but now he's toast.
There's a video.
Now. He was toast before, now he's fucking burnt.
A woman named Megan Johnson.
Oh my God.
That's really white. God damn, that's really white.
If you get a Megan or a Debbie, Johnson, you're out of here.
Come on.
A Megan or a Debbie, you're finished.
A Megan Johnson.
Ask Tory Lane about Megan's.
Fuck you talking about. Hey, Mrs. Johnson is suing Trey Songz for $5 million. And here's the thing. There's video, okay? Mm-hmm. The video, they're all hanging out in a group. Trey Songz just pulls out her titty and goes, oh, a titty, a titty. And he does it like three or four times. Now, here's the thing. In the video, she's clearly like, she's laughing.
Yeah,
but we also know that laughing doesn't always mean shit cool.
Right, it could be nervous. It could be like, what the fuck's happening to shit right cool. now?
However, if I'm an attorney for Trey Songz, come on, she laughed, Your Honor.
But when you couple the smile with her actually having her hand,
this is her
over
right
her
here,
chest,
right?
Like,
yes, that's the video. Yes, that's yes,
a,
that's her.
That's such a work weird in his smile. Favor.
Yeah, she looks nervous as fuck.
I'm not even going to say she looks nervous. I'm just saying her smile's weird if she's smiling.
Well, she's white. They all smile well.
But that's a snapshot, though.
But what makes this nigga's behavior... Look at his face. Like, what makes him think this is okay?
Now, that's the thing. I was hoping nobody asked that. Because the truth is, there's the kind of person you can do this to, and it's okay.
There is.
I'm about to go on tour next month. There's going to be a few of these. Okay. They were just people's whose titties you could expose, and they will happily enjoy it. So it's like, this is Trey. I'm sure there's been a person before. The issue is, at what point do you lose the ability to read vibes?
That's the thing.
When do you become so famous
every smiling,
that you think everybody
every right. smiling face doesn't mean pull out my titty?
Like, how are you in every city that you go to? Think, I'm going to just pull out titties in every city.
Not even
every city, every titty.
Why are all these women saying it's you, like, Tremaine? Come on,
bro. You can't do that.
And bro,
she wants $5 million to drop the case.
And then I'm seeing tweets that say that, like, all of his songs sound weird in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the neighbors knew his name because she was screaming for help. Guys.
Crazy.
Yeah,
guys.
That was hilarious.
What kind of sex did he invent?
That is true.
He just wanted to be successful at what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The side of the bed that he was on, did she want to be on that bed?
Did she want to be there?
Your side
of the bed. Tremaine, man. I said it once, I said it again. The best I can hope. Oh, Rory came out with a clip that was crazy. Mm-hmm. He said Trey Songz is fucking disgusting, and he hopes he get what's coming to him. Yo, Rory went hard body.
He says he's worse than R. Kelly.
That's going too far.
Rory went crazy.
I don't know.
I mean, but I just hope that.
I don't know.
Now you could put him in the same box.
Guys, can we please prosecute Tremaine in the state of Chicago? City of Chicago.
Get this nigga off the streets.
It feels racist, bro.
Put him in jail with R. Kelly so they can harmonize.
He did say he's worse than R. Kelly.
Yeah, he did. All right.
Ruined your legacy, bro. What a fucking idiot.
I mean, legacy's a bit strong. He had a good career.
Legacy.
Right? He did well. He did well for himself.
Ricky.
I'm not going to say legacy here.
You don't go to one party or you don't hear, oh, girl, it's the birthday. Put away. I know you're the every single black like, or white.
He's like the fourth famous singer from Virginia.
Damn. It's
true, but the Ready album was a legendary album.
Why did he want her to say, ah, 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 ah?
What, it, like,
why do you think?
Damn.
We don't buy no drinks at the bar.
Oh.
We pop champagne because we got that.
Oh.
What are you going to do if she don't say, ah?
What was he doing when he sang, ah? What was he doing there? Let's get into this guy for a second.
Guys, this Blac Chyna and Kardashian shit's going wild. They're in a legal battle right now, and Chris is coming not to fuck off. Okay, wait, apparently
Chris is coming.
Pause.
Crazy, Blac Chyna put a gun to Rob's head.
Stop coming,
Chris. Saying that she was just playing. I feel like that's the case right there. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's the case.
Repeat that for me, plus. Say that again.
She put a gun to his head.
To Rob's head.
Yeah.
Blac Chyna.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Sure. No. She's not denying it.
Oh, okay.
What she's saying is, I was just playing. And then she's suing, I believe, Rob for emotional distress because he posted her nudes, I guess, five minutes before she did.
The revenge porn shit.
Fuck out. It's not revenge porn, nigga. I'm not going to lie. If I see Blac Chyna's titties on my timeline, I'm not even stopping.
He spoiled her release.
What are we doing? I'm not even stopping for those titties.
Isn't this the same bitch that's only a mom on like Sundays?
Come on.
Like, you know what?
Look at the toys. Look at the toys. They look brand new, unplayed with.
You know what's crazy? Rob's mom and sisters are in court and he's not. This fat fuck doesn't do anything.
He doesn't do fucking anything.
I wonder what he actually does.
Fuck black pussy.
What do you mean?
Nah, no way.
Bro,
he fucks black pussy. Bro, just like her sisters fuck black dick.
This nigga fucks black pussy and survives suicide attempts. That's all he does. Yeah. Look at
that's
him.
Wild.
And he eats plentiful.
Look at this fuck.
He likes to eat a good meal.
If your father could see you now.
Oh, man. What a
he'd
loser.
He'd probably be pretty happy.
Piece of shit.
He'd probably be pretty
happy.
He
nutted in Blac Chyna. You dummy.
Look at him,
look
bro.
Look at the smile on his face.
The heirs of the Kardashian throne. You're the reason why these women can't get rid of their names.
You think Kim fucking Kardashian dork. Takes the amount of dick she takes for you to be doing this shit?
Slut shaming her on social media. Blac Chyna, please. Okay.
Oh, she looks like Pamela Anderson here. What the fuck?
No, she looks like Dolly Parton right there.
She looks like a bad baby.
And her mom, the one that's named Tokyo, that's her mom, right?
Yeah. Fucking shit show.
Once I was introduced to Tokyo Toni, I could never take either one of them serious ever.
But boy. Judging by Tokyo Toni, she was a force to be reckoned with in the 80s. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Judging by what she looks like?
Yeah.
Back in the Freaknik day, Pooh Shiesty's doing 5 years in jail.
Good for him.
Lucky motherfucker him.
Wasn't he sentenced to like 9 or 10 years or something?
Lucky fuck.
Yeah, like
so 10. What changed?
Cooperation.
Oh, he on papers.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Usually.
He gonna be in jail, them niggas for the get it back in butt.
All right, that's the time.
Chill out.
Get it back in butt.
That can't be a part of this.
Nigga, shut up. Yes, we are. Get it back in butt, and that is it. And that is it. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
You gotta get it back in butt.
Have a picture of Shiesty with bars. And just have get it back in butt. That's wild business. I can't be a part of this.
Shit. Get it back in butt is insane, man. That is insane, bro.
I can't be a part of this.
Oh, God.
I imagine a bunch of gay niggas remixing that. Get it back in butt.
The whole story was worth that line. Everything was worth it.
Wow. And I think we could end that topic there.
No, stop it right there. Bro, Johnny Depp has been getting his ass whooped for a long time. I don't even know who Amber Heard is. I've never heard of this bitch.
Yeah, who is this
bitch? I don't know, because I don't know why.
I guess that's his ex-girlfriend, right? Or his ex-wife? Or?
She shat on his bed, blamed the dog. Huh? Bro, the tapes are crazy, because she's whooping his ass and saying, what are you going to do, call the police? You're going to tell them that you got beat by me? Good luck, bitch. This nigga recorded everything. But he was legitimately being abused by this bitch, and he didn't know what to do.
So who's suing who here? I don't get it. She's suing him or he?
Well, I guess, because I guess like they've had like a case going on for a while. Because she's domestically abusing this nigga. Fucking cut his fingers, stabbing him up, punching him up. And it's like he felt trapped. He felt like he couldn't report this shit because nobody would, because, you know, he's Johnny Depp, super cocaine-y. Yeah. And then, like, you know, he's famous. So this nigga's been literally loading up all of this fucking ammunition, and he's finally having his case heard. And what you've been seeing now is, I guess, the cross-interrogation from her lawyer, and they've been berating this nigga, and he's, you know.
Wasn't there a point in all of this where where Amber claimed that, you know, there was an issue where he tossed, like, wine bottles at her or some shit like that?
And some bullshit.
And it was nothing ever came of it.
Bitch is insane.
But sounds if you like hear it. The tapes, like, she's literally, like, belittling this guy for what she just did. Like,
and now that you think about it, I haven't seen him in movies in a while. He's probably been, like, chilling or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's from Miramar, right? He went to Miramar High School.
Really?
When I found out, I was like, what the
hell
fuck?
Yeah, that
he
nigga
graduated
gang,
from Miramar
man.
High School.
He's a mayor. You know what? He doesn't like one of those Spanish niggas from Miramar now that I look at it.
That nigga's gang, man. Even though he's into some weird shit.
He's into some weird shit?
He's not my gang.
All these Hollywood niggas is into some weird shit.
Yeah, he likes coke. I know that for sure. He's like the White Weeknd.
It's the tip of the iceberg, man.
No, I believe it.
They let you see that they like coke. The shit that they really like, you would never see it. Snorting baby's blood and shit. Right.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, what?
Speaking of niggas who snort baby blood. Mike Tyson beat the shit out of this nigga on a fucking airplane.
No, reword that, man.
How?
Love this you, nigga was annoying Mike Tyson, and he got what's coming to him.
How do what we say is different? Like, I feel like we said the same thing. No, I feel like I just summarized. You said the longer version.
I was just stuck on snorting baby's blood. I'm sorry, we just stepped over that.
Did you ever hear Mike say he want to eat the nigga's children?
Yes.
Okay, what are we talking about here? I want to eat his kids. You heard him say that shit before.
Yes, but how do we get from Johnny Depp snorting cocaine to this nigga saying?
You better not talk about Mike Tyson like
why?
That. You never know when you might run into nigga. You about to go on tour.
Let me tell you something. All I need. It's for Mike to hit me and give me $5 million.
No, that's
all
not
I
what
need.
You need.
I Trey Songz that boy.
You're not
that's
not
all
what
I need.
Shit.
I'm telling you, that's not what you need.
That's all I need.
No, it's not what you
all
need.
All I need.
Do that accent in front of him and see
I won't
if
have a
anything.
Jaw, but my family will be
right.
Okay.
All right.
Look, you think you're gonna survive that?
Put that nigga.
But the story
look at this guy's
face. I cracker survived it. Look at him.
No, he didn't.
Look at
his face.
The story
says his face never looked like that, bro.
The story that came out is that the guy was also sexually assaulting the woman. What do you call them? The air hostess. What do you call them?
Like grabbing at her.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant. And he was fucking with Mike, as you can see on the video.
Since he has an extensive criminal background too.
I think, like, look at this asshole who tries to get in between Mike and somebody else.
Yeah. But he probably saved the guy's life, though.
That's his man's.
He probably saved the guy's life.
Boy.
That was his homie,
he
bro.
Probably saved the guy's life.
He really did.
Let's make sure we point out that he had an extensive criminal background.
Oh, Adam Jenkins. I love how every blog site plastered this man's arrest history all over the world.
Good.
Just so that they know. Don't try anything, bucko. Look at this asshole. Incident. Unfortunately, he had an incident.
See, there you go. That's a much better way.
Why doesn't everybody know to be terrified of Mike? Like, Mike just changed. He just stopped, like, going to prison.
No, but this guy, people like this, they know that.
Look how his face is stuck.
He's looking for trouble. He's fucking with him on purpose, bro.
His fucking face is stuck.
Speaking of stuck, Benzino's neck is stuck, and he's also stuck in trans people. Shit's going crazy.
I'm gonna sit this one out for the.
Shit's going crazy. Okay,
I'm sitting this one out. All right, guys.
Not only is Benzino sabotaging his daughter's career, but he's also sabotaging his anus. Like, shit's crazy.
That is insane.
Shit's insane.
This is wild business.
Okay, it's crazy how a guy with no neck is out here sucking dick. It's wild.
He has no neck, but he's giving neck.
That's why he ain't got no neck. He gave it all.
Oh, God. No, he put the game, gave it all.
Yo, listen.
I knew a woman that looked like Benzino.
I bet she's Puerto Rican. I bet.
She is.
I know. You had to tell me. Bad body body question. You had to tell me at all.
She is Puerto Rican.
Come on, Benny. Come on, Benny. We're celebrating. We're having a good time.
It's because he knows her and he remembered when I called her Benzino and how mad she was at me.
Yo, so they got this nigga on the phone on a recorded line begging a trans individual not to out him because the consequences aren't the same. And
He called him a transformer.
The Young Buck?
You saw the two.
He called him a transformer.
He got the Young Buck?
He got the Young Buck.
Damn, he got the Young Buck.
It's crazy, bro. Because this is the thing. We only care because you've been fucking with Koi all month. If you had let that child just do her music, we wouldn't know that you like boys. But now look.
Now you like boys.
So... Let me get this straight. Is it confirmed that he's fucking with
you? Get it gay. There's nothing straight about this.
That's funny as hell. Can we laugh at that? That's funny as shit.
All right. Let me get it gay. You said.
All right.
Okay.
Let me get this gay. Okay. All right. We're going crazy. Because nothing about the story is straight, dog.
We're going crazy.
This man,
yo, boy, it's ridiculous.
This man is so he's. You said there's a video. I mean, a video, a phone recording of him. Was he kicking with the trans?
No, I guess the trans was like, "Well, we can't be free." He was like, come on, bitch. I'm Benzino. Like, niggas. He was acting like.
Yeah, he's something big.
You know, like, it's going to sabotage his career. People keep calling him a legend, and I don't get it.
Well, because of Source Magazine. Hip-hop,
because of Source Magazine.
Right. I keep thinking about Rock the Party, but it's the Source.
Yeah, Source Magazine and the Five Mics and all that.
Very, very fair.
He was a pivotal part of hip-hop culture.
No. I always forget about that part.
Yeah.
He is.
He's actually, he should be more.
That's why it's so crazy, because he's such a cornball. But then you such a pivotal piece of what is known to be.
That's why the hip-hop people, it hurts them so much to see this shit.
He's going out crazy.
He's going out insane.
His was crazy. A lot of these old New York niggas are into trans boys. And it's wild. Remember DJ C?
Yeah, Mr. C.
Mr. C, sorry. I'll never forget that Funny Business because he fell off the face of the earth.
Funny Business, bro. Funny Business.
But, I mean... He's making himself look even more guilty by the way he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Was this trans person his friend or something?
So they did a movie together. He was trying to make it seem as if they were rehearsing lines of all the niggas in the movie. All
right, but I mean, but to play devil's advocate, what if he was? What if that's the truth?
Okay.
What if it was? What if that's the truth?
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Me as a straight man, if I'm gonna rehearse lines. We got to do this like at a park or something, personally. Like, I need everybody to see that we're rehearsing lines. Why the conversation about I don't want to be out, the consequences are different? Like, clearly it's more than that. because it's his voice begging for anonymity, begging for silence, hey, begging for her to chill.
Show me the movie.
Show me the guy who casted.
You might not want to see that movie.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to watch it. But show me the scene that you rehearsed these lines for, nigga. As long as you
let's
got
get
your
this,
clothes on.
Let's man. Get this gay. You don't want to see that movie.
Jesus Christ.
All right, you might be right. I'm the more I think about it, you might be right.
Speaking of getting this gay, WAC 100 says that Nipsey also
needs to shut up.
Is gay.
Oh, God, man.
Nipsey is gay?
Yeah.
WAC 100 needs to shut the fuck up.
No, that's not what he said.
What he said he has it. Okay, go ahead.
He has some gay shit on it. As in, there's an alleged video, according to WAC 100, in which Nipsey paid another, I'm guessing Crip or somebody, to sleep with one of his baby mothers. And apparently Nipsey is doing some funny business now. I don't believe that shit whatsoever.
Them boys Crip crossed. Dog. Why don't you believe it?
Listen, all right. First of all, no.
That's because so stupid.
We can't pot if he's going to do stuff like that, bro.
Crip crossed.
He's taking serious situations and making jokes. And it's not funny.
I thought he was going to say something insightful. He said, oh, the boys Crip crossed. And nobody was going to say a word.
You can't do that.
But wait. What about Nipsey makes you think he's definitely not gay? It could be anybody, bro.
Nah, you ain't lying. I don't know that nigga.
Especially gangbangers. They got too much to prove.
Listen, I don't know that nigga, bro.
Even him being a gangbanger is alleged.
Yeah. True indeed.
But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna do that while this nigga's dead.
That's my issue.
Yeah, it's like
gay or straight, we all know that Nipsey was a dangerous guy.
But they say the thing is now, the reason why this shit is even out right now is because they say that WAC 100 was using that to extort Nipsey while he was alive.
Interesting.
My question is, how come the video hasn't come out yet? Because you have so much to gain for it.
The same reason why we still ain't seen the second sex tape.
Of?
Kim Kardashian.
There's a second one?
According to WAC 100 and Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and her son.
Of
her,
and Saint, yeah.
And Roblox.
Of her and Ray J?
Huh?
Her and Ray J?
Yeah.
Oh. I have no desire to see any more of those. Especially like pre-New Booty Kim. I'm straight.
Yeah, I never saw the first one.
Y'all, they tried to ban the boy ASAP, man, but he beat them charges.
Come on, man. It's not that they tried to bam him.
They tried to bam the boy.
In the words of the great Denzel Washington, when you are at your peak is when the devil will rear his ugly.
Talk that shit, Chris.
Impart
wisdom upon these niggas.
Man,
Christopher.
Rihanna sent them people to help that nigga, man.
Hey, boy. No. Not the prison shit. Fuck the gun charges. They tried to call him a cheater. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about his arrest. Yeah. He's fucking a billionaire.
Hey, y'all,
he's never going to be in jail.
Hey, listen. Y'all owe that nigga an apology.
Y'all some whole ass niggas.
Y'all owe that nigga an apology.
Y'all some real hoes.
You tried it, you sons of bitches.
Y'all owe that nigga an apology, bro.
Niggas was on his ass on Twitter.
This nigga has a pregnant Caribbean girlfriend.
A billionaire.
And y'all put those rumors on him?
Come on, bro.
Tisk.
That's crazy.
You know what else is crazy? The random girl they said he did it with. What if she has a whole family or some shit?
Here's what's crazy.
Could have ruined her life.
Do you know who created the rumor?
No.
A black gay dude. And I'm only specifying black gay because whenever straight men do it, they will cis us. Mm. Oh, it's those black cis niggas.
Yeah.
Get them.
Yeah. Okay? Facts.
So, my gay brothers, if you want to create division, that's your boy. Go get your boy.
Yep.
Go get your fucking mans.
Your messy ass nigga, bro.
Messy ass nigga.
Go get
nigga.
Your fucking mans until that boy stop tripping. Because
that's funny as fuck. Messy ass nigga is man.
Look at that.
Look at go
that.
Get your mans.
Get that messy ass nigga. Man. I'm not gonna lie, guys. That's nice right there, Chris. I feel like that should be something.
New segment?
I think that should be the title.
Messy ass niggas?
M-A-N.
Get your man.
Messy ass nigga.
Get your man. You did something, nigga.
Somebody out here that's fucking up. You the messy ass nigga this episode.
And it's one every episode. Hold on now. Guys, has anybody seeing the stories surrounding Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Dwayne Haskins.
I guess at the top.
Before we even go too far right. into it.
Rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins, peace to him. Man. Gone way too soon.
When he first passed.
Getting, he was just getting started, for real.
There was a lot of motherfuckers saying wild shit about him, fucking crackers. But what I found super interesting is that his parents are not going to his funeral. His wife is having his funeral.
Well, there's two.
There's two, right.
So, yeah, so they're not going to the one in Pittsburgh that she's having. They're saying they never met her.
Which is weird. It's
and
crazy.
And I don't know if you guys remember the story of her a couple years ago when they got arrested because she attacked him. She was trying to stab him and shit.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Clarity now. Clarity.
So
the parents aren't
dicks. They don't fuck with her. They have no relationship with her.
Dicks. This is Kobe.
This is Kobe.
This is Kobe.
It's literally what it is.
We don't trust you.
We don't trust you. We don't know you. We have no relationship with you. We don't know your intentions. Shit, we don't know if you have anything to do with this shit.
Like, I want to know, how does that work, right? Because if he's married, I'm assuming the body and the arrangements are her responsibility. Like, I'm assuming she'd have to let them do this shit, no?
She would have to let them do that shit, but she'd be a dick not to.
Boy, I'm not going to lie to you. If you can't come to mind, you can't come at all. Wow. That's really gracious of her.
Well, because she would look a certain way because in his, well, he's from New Jersey. He's a legend there. He's a, you know what I'm saying? He just got traded to the Steelers. So the little thing they're doing in Pittsburgh, yeah, it's something. But the real homegoing service, with or without his body, is going to happen in New Jersey.
Okay, who is this guy? What has he done? Like, why is he a legend?
He Ohio State. He was high school and college quarterback. He was amazing. And he was a first-round draft pick of the Washington Redskins. It didn't work out with the Redskins, and he just got traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, yeah, man, he was like, an amazing, amazing, amazing talent.
All the white guys said he was a problem, like, he type shit.
He was a problem.
Is that real?
Like, we see a problem, like on the field?
No, like in real life. Off the court, off the field.
I wouldn't say it was a problem, but he had some growing up to do. You know what I'm saying? You know how that shit goes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, he'll be trying to stab you.
Young rich nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Young rich nigga. Oh, yeah. Shit. Rest in peace to him. Well, I just find...
His whole death is strange to me. Because first I heard he was working out. Then I heard he was crossing the street. Like, it's still... The details of his death is still kind of strange to me. I know
he
the
got
wife.
Hit by a car.
Bro. I know he got hit by a truck or some shit.
That's so, like, I don't know, man.
I don't like it.
I don't know, man.
I don't like how it sounds.
It smells.
I know shenanigans will not hear it, pal.
Smells funny.
Shenanigans
fun,
like a motherfucker, man.
This shit smells funny, man.
Like a fresh pack of shenanigans.
Guys, did anybody, speaking of a fresh pack of shenanigans, did anybody catch fucking Rashawn on The Breakfast Club embarrassing his family?
Who?
Rashawn? I'm sorry. DJ Envy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I had to mute his fucking...
Wait a minute. He embarrassed himself even further than he's already have?
Nigga, we talking about the same thing.
No, I mean like in the past with the whole Jesus and Murrow situation.
Boy, let me tell you.
With the Snapchat leak pics.
How instead of going to a therapist or a sex education specialist, he came to us. And let his wife tell us that he has never successfully made her come in the entire time that they've been married.
And I do believe that's true for a lot of relationships, by the way.
Me and success argue down because I believe that there's outside dick making her so sick. He believes some women just don't need dick. That's right.
I have a third opinion.
What's the third opinion?
Because I believe he's gotten caught cheating so many times. He's done, you know, he's always in the news for cheating and shit like that. I believe that in order for her to say, I think she gave him an ultimatum. It's either going to be divorced or this is how it's going to go. We're going to go on this book tour and I am going to fucking embarrass you the same way you fucking embarrassed me all these fucking years.
Ooh.
I think that's what happened. And then all you do is shout on this podcast.
And then in doing that, she gets a platform. Probably gets a show.
Yep. She has a book coming out.
And then she can really, because I don't know who, like, I don't know who she is, but like, this is my first time seeing her for more than matching outfits with Envy.
Remember, he was in the news for cheating on her with Erica Mena. That was a big fucking deal.
Erica Mena is who again?
She was fucking with Bow Wow. She has a baby with Nicki Minaj's boyfriend.
That's Safari's baby mama.
Yeah, Safari's baby mama.
Okay, all right. He cheated with her?
That's your yard brother.
Nice, nice.
That's your Jamaican brother, what you mean?
That's a really good cheat.
Yeah, it's my Jamaican brother right there. It's my Jamaican bedroom.
That's a great cheat.
From the same yard. And
sorry. I'm sorry. But if you're going to cheat, you know, Erica Mena. You know what I mean? But see, I also have a problem. I have a friend who does this shit. I never understand why niggas cheat with women who look just like your old lady. Like, what are you doing? Like, why cheat with a photocopy? Like, mix it up.
So you're thinking in order to really make it count, it should be something different.
I mean, if your wife is tall, light-skinned with a fake ass, you're going to cheat with the same thing? That's the logic? Where's the spice, the pizzazz?
You might got a type, nigga.
That's ridiculous. Well, if you got a type, fuck your wife.
Might also got a problem.
Straight up. We'll forget about that part, right? The problem. The fucking disease. Shit, man. That's funny as hell.
I will say that to a certain degree, I don't think success is completely wrong in his stance.
Talk to me.
I do think that there are women who don't really prioritize dick like that. I think there are a lot of them out there.
No, you know what?
I think there's a good number. Because it's so easily accessible anyway, like they prioritize other shit.
I believe that women can do that, right? I believe that not all of them need it or like are crazy about it the way we are. But it's like, when I'm looking at her situation, bro.
What did you just say, fam?
What did I say?
What are you talking about?
We're crazy about it sex. As we are.
Crazy about sex.
I thought you were talking about me.
Sex.
You didn't specify. I swear God,
so if I didn't specify, why do you jump to gay?
Because
there are options. Choose the not gay option.
We've been talking gay all day, probably.
That's craziness. That's madness.
You got a different audience.
My mind defaults to not gay. That's my default.
You got a different audience right now. You got to clarify.
Hey, man. If y'all both gay, turn this off, man.
You were just talking to them a minute ago.
You're right.
But you cut them off. What were you saying, though? What were you saying?
I forgot.
Come on, man. Fuck. I knew that I was going to throw them.
How did I start? Yeah, okay. In her situation, bro, she's a rich, probably spiteful, available woman who's gorgeous. You mean to tell me and I'm like, all of her peers are getting bodies done and living great life. You mean to tell me she's just raising kids and not fucking?
Yeah, she's definitely fucking. But I like I said, I think that's the reason.
She is paying a nigga $1,300 biweekly to break her back. Some nigga who worked for Amazon is breaking her back.
The delivery guy. The Amazon package guy, he's fucking breaking her in.
Ben, what's
guy.
Going on, man? Why are you fidgeting, Ben? Why are you fidgeting, Ben?
That nigga don't work for Amazon no more. He just kept the truck in the outfit.
The fidgeting, not fidgeting, the pool guy is beating that shit loose.
What did I say, Ben?
Dog saved up his bread and bought it.
No, it was him. Because Ricky said, we've been talking gay all day. And it's the rhyming that really got me.
Because Ben is here. Ben can't contain himself.
Because somehow we found our way back to gay.
And you just rhymed gay.
You guys got to cut it out, man.
All right, man. I'm just gonna lie. This is...
Don't say gay.
Come on, bro.
Did that bill pass?
Yeah.
I don't get that bill.
What's it about?
I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
But I think it's that they can't teach sexuality in school. I think that's really what it comes
up
down.
Up until a certain grade, you're not allowed to like discuss, you know, gender identity and like sexual orientation and things of that nature.
So sex ed?
Pretty much like you can't influence that or teach it. So it's been renamed because, you know, as per every movement, you need something catchy to remember the bill by. So they said it's called Don't Say Gay.
It says classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3 or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with the state standards. However, they don't specify what's age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. I am okay with people not teaching my third grader about dick and pussy. I'm all right with that. It's not even about gender. It's just about, fuck, man. That's a bit early, you know? for some strangers to be doing.
I mean, I agree with you there.
I don't think it's really for sex talk in general, but definitely for some strangers to be giving it.
Facts. The strangest part, especially.
Like especially when, you know, you're growing up like how we did, you probably, even at that age, aren't even having those conversations with your own parents, bro, when you get home. Like, I didn't have that conversation with my parents at that time.
I still don't.
And why the hell am I receiving that information from Mr. Miller, like this white man? Like, come on, man.
And as a father, I'm going to let you know right this. I am the first one to have this talk with my son. I consistently have it. The moment my daughter can put together coherent motherfucking sentences, I'm having this talk too. It needs to be you. Yeah. It needs to always be you, because the thing is, what they hear is what they'll believe about this shit, and you can let the world teach them, or it can be you.
Yeah, I've I already started talking to my daughter about boys and shit like that. And
like fifth grade, if your parents hasn't teach you, the school has to, or you should be fucking in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I get it, but third grade, give me a moment to deal with it first, please.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out which toys is mine. No cap.
That's another thing. Like, going into middle school, you remember, I still feel young enough to remember going from fifth to sixth grade.
Such a big difference.
I remember going in there like Urkel, bazooms. Like, shit was wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People were grown. It was niggas who were 13, gold teeth and dreads. Yeah. It was just grown niggas here.
Mm-hmm. It was shorties that had, like, bodies at the time.
Talk about the transition from eighth grade to ninth grade. Like, me walking into that high school building, like the cafeteria for that first day, I felt like I was in a fucking different world, literally. Like, that shit was so crazy to me, man. And, you know, I just wish, you know, parents, you know, had us more equipped to, you know the type of shit that we're going to see just out in the open like that.
But you know what?
I remember being horny all the time.
It was just a disease. And then, like, our poor parents, bro. You know, like, I have the luxury of raising my son in the same city that I was raised in. Like, our parents would have that luxury. Like, Nice. Me and my son drive by shit that I could tell them stories about.
Right.
That store there fought five niggas right there. Like, mm-hmm. our parents don't have that kind of shit. So they were always guests like we were. Because, like, I know this city, I know the rules, I know the streets, I know what danger looks like. My mother didn't have those tools. And it's wild.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it that way.
They didn't stand a chance in hell, bro.
They always preached about, you know, staying out of trouble and danger and shit like that.
It's crazy.
That's why God salute them.
Yeah.
Resilience,
man. Is it Brazilian?
Resilience.
My bad.
Everything for them was a fucking obstacle. Every fucking thing.
All right. Did I go through all the necessary bullshit? Marvelous. All right. I had a question that's been on my mind. I just need to know how you guys feel about it. What did I do? You niggas are fucking with me today.
You said the necessary bullshit.
We have to talk about, the shit just to get to my favorite part of the show. I've been trying to breeze through the first 40 minutes to get here. Okay. Is it healthy for your kids to see you drunk as fuck? Or, like, fucked up?
Confession.
Or, like, is there, like, a level of drunk that's okay?
I've been
fucked
up in front of my kids.
I've been fucked
only
up.
Only one time, though.
I've been fucked
okay.
up.
Okay.
Like, I was talking about really, really fucked up.
Talk to me. Like, I need to give me a mental picture of the degree of fucked up.
All right. So, first of all, I put you like this. I went to, for the first time, my favorite soccer, like my favorite professional European soccer team played a game here in Miami, and I went to the game. Sat close enough to see the players. Tickets was so fire. Before the game started, I had VIP access to all you can drink and all you can eat. So 2 hours before the game started.
And soccer culture's already just reckless.
Wait, because it gets better. 2 hours before, shout out my nigga BJ. 2 hours before the game
shout
started.
Shout out BJ, real nigga.
Right? We sat in this one area, and we went to see what they had to drink, and it's straight beers. So we like, damn, dog, we got to drink beer the whole time? I guess that's why niggas be so drunk at the soccer game, because they drinking mad beer. So we drank two beers apiece, right? We chilling. One of the servers comes over to us, and he's like, hey, that wristband you got, you guys are supposed to be in the platinum VIP area. With 30 minutes left, we go over to the platinum VIP area. The platinum VIP area.
Jesus Christ.
The platinum VIP area. Top shelf liquor. All inclusive. Gourmet food. We spent the next 30 minutes taking shots, drinking mixed drinks. Bro, by the time I got to the game, I was so drunk. The only reason why I remember the game is because I recorded the whole thing on Facebook Live.
All right. And now, were your kids with you?
No. I went home after the game. So after the game was done, because at halftime, I went back to the bar and got another drink. After the game was done, and because we won, I was walking around shouting at everybody that had an FC Bayern jersey on.
Boo, motherfucker. 305, motherfucker.
Doing that shit.
Crazy.
That's me drunk, brother.
Every time I hear that clip, I just think about what Ben said. This nigga is so childish. He's literally yelling out boo.
It's like him, that, though. Like, nah, no cap. Literally, it's
I'm watching
like
him in so, amazement, bro.
At what point did your kids see you? Like, how did they see you?
They saw me stumble into the house, stumble to my room, attempt to take my shirt off.
They couldn't.
And then vomit all over it.
And now, you're a dad who typically has his shit together, even keeled. Did you have to have a talk about it? Was it even discussed? Was it even worth it?
Nah, man. Laugh at me. Learn from my mistake. Don't get like this. This wasn't fun at all.
Okay, so then you don't be getting... So you don't get drunk as fuck often, but you have got drunk as fuck before in front of your kids.
Yeah. But it's not like a routine thing. That's like the probably the only time that I've been drunk as fuck. I'll have a drink or two, but even on a regular basis, I don't really get drunk as fuck.
Do you think drunk as fuck in front of the kids is an issue? Especially like, you know, pending you're not being violent and crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what it's contingent on for me.
Right. I think
as long as when you get drunk, you don't do no weird shit or no violent shit. Hey, have a drink every now and again, you know what I'm saying? As long as you still that same loving parent, man, I ain't the police.
Ricky, what's your stance about being fucked up around children?
They seen me fucked up before.
What kind of fucked up?
Not like sloppy drunk. They seen me drunk. Like, Malia all say to me, like, if I like, yeah, my boys are coming over. Oh, you guys gonna be in your man cave? Are you gonna get drunk again, Daddy? And then she'll go and show me. I said, what do I look like when I'm drunk? And she'll go and she'll show me what I look like when I'm drunk. She's like, you play your music, you hold your cup like this, and you're like this. And she'll reenact how I am when I'm drunk. So I always tell her, I say, hey, when you start drinking it, you're going to have your first drink with me. You're going to drink with me. I'm going to show you how to drink. Don't be going out there drinking with your little friends. You know what I'm saying? You're going to drink with Daddy.
Is the stance with smoke different?
They've never seen me smoke. I don't smoke by myself. I don't, you know, so.
Chris, is some shit you want to talk about or no?
I'm not going to blow smoke in their face. But I mean, at the end of the day, man, like.
At the end of the day. It's so fucking funny. Nah, at the end of the day, dad got to get high.
Blow smoke in their face. Nah. I hope not.
But at the end of the day,
breathe, nigga, breathe.
Our family is involved in the marijuana business. Like,
they got to see it. They got to know what it is.
Familiar with it. They're educated on it, and they're gonna be educated on it, like it or not, man. Like, I apologize to you that you think so negatively of this thing, but on the other spectrum of things, like, we're building a huge business around this, and eventually my kids are going to be a part of that business.
I don't know why talking about marijuana and looking at your socks makes me laugh. Those are socks somebody who smokes weed would wear, dog.
They're Lakers socks.
Because, you know, I do think that, like, a small piece of it has to do with, like, transparency. Like, yeah, if you're a person who gets fucked up, if you're a person who gets high, I tried, well, I thought I was hiding smoking from my son for like his first 10 years. And his mom was like, bro, just tell him. Like, you're doing it all the time. Because I was doing shit like smoking in the bathroom, smoking in the rain, just wherever I could do not to roll up and smoke in front of him.
As much as you smoke, you thought you was hiding it from that little
nigga? Right. That's what I thought. Because he didn't physically see me do it.
As inquisitive as these little fuckers are, it's hard to hide shit from them.
One day, we're on like a trip in Tampa. It's just me and him at this Airbnb. And I'm rolling up and he is at my fucking hip. Mm-hmm. Like, typically, you know, I need to create a little bit of separation so I can just run out and do my little joint. I send him an errand, nigga, go on your computer, load the car just so I could run and do a joint. And he was at my hip. His mom was like, bro, just tell him. I hung up with him and I was like, bro, I need to tell you something. I smoke marijuana.
I weed.
You shouldn't do it. Blah, blah, blah. The whole shit. He looked at me, all right, bro, you want to tell me that fucking water's wet next? That's the kind of fucking look he gave me.
Yeah.
He said, you want to tell me that fucking water's wet next? I guess, like, in that moment, it dawned on me that I never was really hiding anything from him, even though I felt like I was.
Yeah.
I've been to a few festivals with me. He's definitely seen me need assistance to walk out. He's definitely seen it. Like, I'm not a guy who drinks for, like, I don't drink at home.
Yeah.
I'm always out when I'm getting drunk, so he's seen it. He definitely tells me when I'm going to a wedding, keep my shirt on. He's definitely that guy.
So he knows your pattern.
No. At this point, I do my best to be transparent.
Yeah, I try to be transparent with him.
Yeah, because you know what? I realized, like, our parents, or my mother, I must speak to everybody, my mother always kind of went out of her way to show us that she had it all together. She was well put together, under control. I'm not doing that, bro. She's fucked up.
That puts a lot of pressure on you.
It's an unfair expectation.
Unfair. Unfair. Like, as fuck.
Now you got to be perfect all the time.
Yeah, it's unfair. It's taxing, bro.
But now you don't get personal days.
But do you feel like that is causing them to underachieve?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
In terms of, like, would you say that because of how our parents treated us, we have a tendency to overachieve because our image of them is that, man, you have everything together and you have everything a certain type of way. So I need to repeat that.
See, the thing with me and my parents was I knew they were fuck ups, even though they tried to make it seem like they weren't.
And that's the thing.
I knew they were fuck ups.
Because this is the thing, right? Like, just like I was trying to hide my smoke from the boy, the boy knew the smoke. The best move is to say, hey, I smoke, as opposed to, like, hiding this shit.
Maya told me something one day that changed me. She was like, I forgot what I was trying to hide from them, but she was like, just think about all the shit you remember your parents doing that they thought you didn't see, that you remember. These kids see every fucking thing, bro. They see it. Like, if you tell your kid something, 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, yeah, daddy, I knew that already. You know how many times Malia said that to me? Oh, yeah, daddy, I already knew that already.
And, like, now that I'm raising my son turned 13.
Girls are different.
In March.
Girls are different.
So you already know lies and hypocrisy. It's how you break trust.
Yeah.
That's the fastest way for that motherfucker to never speak to you again about some real shit. It's for your words to be inconsistent with how you're living.
Or overreact to some shit they tell you.
Right.
So I try not to overreact to when they tell me certain shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very transparent person anyway, so I just see how I feel. So I tell them how I feel. I tell them certain things. But they know, bro. Like, you know. Bro,
it's important to me that the nigga becomes an adult, looks back, and can say that the nigga always kept it a buck, always transparent, never bullshitted. Like, those things are important.
But, you know, with me having girls, my biggest fear is always going to be, or always is, them going out and drinking with people they don't know. I want you to be like, that's another reason why I have my shit. Yo, listen, you want to drink? Do it with me so I can see.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I know what you can learn your tolerance with me. Don't go your first time start drinking. You don't know your fuckers how you drink with crazy, weird motherfuckers.
Your friends got better weed than me, little nigga.
Nah, man.
But you know what? Like, I feel that, but also flip it the other way, right? Like, you've been at a party with women. Women who think that they can drink and that they've practiced. Game time is game time. Unfortunately, all you have is raising good people, and you hope that when you send them out in the world,
they make good decisions.
They still hear your voice.
Yeah. They know they
that's all you got. Like, the tolerance game, the drinking, all that shit, yeah, maybe. But, like, what if she can handle her liquor and still just want to be reckless? You can't prepare for that.
Yeah, sure.
All you can do is raise good people.
And plus, honestly, like, the whole tolerance thing, a lot of that shit comes from trial and error.
Come on, man.
Because what if you know that your limit is, what, 3? But on a particular night, you feel like, okay, I think I might be able to go for 4. And that be the shit to actually
you know funny. What some chug, chug, chug yeah. or some A's will do to a mother. Bro.
Yeah, nah. A has fucked
up. I'm a grown ass man. I drink too much yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday.
Hey, a couple of A's will have you on your A.
Doing stupid shit.
G. G shit.
Like right now, my sister's doing her first year in college. I know I'm not part of her close friends. I get it. I watch her story, and it's like, she's different. Still the person we raised. Still a good person. Different, though. Like, almost, because she's not this kid in my mother's house. She's a grown person around grown peers navigating her own life. Shit's different.
Yeah.
All of her decisions are her own. We'd never know. All we can do is trust that we nailed the journey's 18 years.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
That's all we got. It's crazy as fuck. But also, like,
I felt my parents.
You think you did. Because here's what I realized. Sometimes I be doing shit. Sometimes it was this week I had to go do, like, some podcast shit. And I was about to go put on a wrinkled shirt. And I heard my mother.
You hear your mom's voice, yeah.
I heard my mother. And that's the thing. If you do a good job, they're going to hear you. When they're out doing the, like, my mother's Seventh-day Adventist, we don't do shit on Friday nights. My nigga, before I'm about to get on stage Friday nights, I still hear my mother. When that motherfucker's long gone, God forbid, I'm still going to hear her.
You know what's crazy? I hear my parents when I'm parenting. It comes out of me.
So
I hear it.
So for you to say that they failed, that's wrong. They're in it. They're in you. They permeated you already.
No, I said that's a joke. I was joking.
But those messages, nigga, they there.
They're forever.
They're there. And it's like when you're doing the shit, especially like one of your parents' triggers, like my mother's, one of her big deals is chivalry. Like when I see a woman about to open the door, my mother makes me put some pep in my step.
Yeah.
It's just that kind of shit. It's there.
Whenever I'm walking somewhere, it doesn't matter where I'm walking. I always make sure I walk with a purpose because that's what I remember hearing her say. A man is supposed to walk like he has a purpose.
Hey, shoe women, so funny. They just can't see you walking.
No.
Yeah. No. Bro, if you walk into the bathroom,
man, that boy, that shoe. Man, that boy, that shoe.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Come on. What does that mean?
Walk with purpose. Don't just walk to the kitchen, bro.
Okay.
Walk like you hungry.
Yeah. Don't like float to the kitchen. Walk like you're on a mission. Like you mean.
Oh, man. The Haitian parents would have hated me, bro.
Oh, yeah, you always flow.
But also, like, you know what it looks like when you're in a room and you see a nigga walking with purpose. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's a thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's all about looking like you mean business. I can't take you serious if you don't look like business.
If you out here walking, slouching, slugging, I get it.
If you want me to join your pyramid scheme, all that shit.
You know what I mean? You gotta have the shit. So everybody's getting fucked up in front of their children. Marvelous. Okay.
Huh.
Other gangster shit. Is it easy navigating your work in your personal life? Do they ever get in each other's way? Does your relationship now change how you do business?
Does my work-life balance?
Like, how does that work? Does work ever get in the way?
My former job got in the way of it a lot.
How?
because especially during the pandemic, you know, it was a healthcare, long hours and short staff required me to be at work all the time, pretty much. I essentially lived at that place. I gave my life, my soul to that place.
Are you the kind of man that would break a date to work?
Break a date?
Yeah.
Yes. I've done it many times.
Are you the kind of man that would skip work for a date?
No.
Ooh, Haitian nigga to the core, eh?
Dates don't pay the bills.
Come on, baby. I need a little bit of that right there, man.
I'm sorry. It's nice.
Ben, I'm going to you because I see you fucking fiddling over there. I like it. I like that you're nervous. Are you?
I'm not nervous.
Are you the kind of man that would skip on a date for work?
Skip out on a date for work?
Like you have plans with your old lady. Work came up. I can't do it no more. Work.
Have I done that before? I think I've done both. But definitely more so like not skipping out on a date to work.
So then you would say that you would probably... So then if one of those... If work or personal has to do some compromising, you typically compromise on the work side.
Yeah, I compromise on the work side.
Interesting. Why is that a thing for you?
Because, man, the reason is going to sound a little stupid. It's definitely going to sound like mushy or whatnot.
I'm so excited.
I am hopelessly a believer in, you know, maintaining the magic in your relationship.
I hate this nigga, bro. I'm sorry. So sad I asked him.
You gotta maintain it, bro.
I'm so sad I asked this nigga because I knew he was gonna say it. Before he said it, I knew the answer.
You knew it was coming.
But he said it with his mouth.
I gotta maintain it.
I admire you. No matter where you are, you're Ben.
Yeah.
In front of the world, you're Ben. Press the applause button, please. You deserve it. No. You deserve it. Press the applause button.
They matter not to me.
Yeah, Will Smith, nigga. Forsake the whole world. Take care of that house. Ndako.
No
cap. Ndako Avo.
Just don't slap nobody for
Chris, how does your work, personal life balance work? Especially, like, you're somebody who has to intertwine the two sometimes.
Yeah, man. Work always gets in the way. I'm not going to lie.
More than the other way around?
Yeah.
Like you'll never be like, ah, babe, I love this. Let's sleep in. Fuck that job.
Oh, nah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get up in the morning.
I think of rubbing his hands.
You feel me? And I don't go straight to work. You heard? But, nah, like, most of the time, man, life and work is getting in the way of spending time with my lady. So are the kids. There's so many things that get in the way, man.
Kids mainly for us.
That's a curveball. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Okay, kids so then
for sure.
You cancel work and like date night for kids.
What?
Yeah, man.
Everything is canceled for kids.
Kids, bro, that's the fucking nigga.
Everything is cancelable for kids.
Everything is canceled for kids, bro.
Are you the kind of man that will cancel a date for work? Like, if you, like, because you have a staff.
Yeah, let's say scenario, man. You know me.
Yeah,
man.
I got you. So I'm ready for you. You have a staff, and your staff is scheduled to work the day. You can't work that day. You and your lady got sexy time plans. Staff pull out, or pretty much you need to be present.
I'm not pulling up.
You're not pulling up. No matter what, you're maintaining those plans.
No, he said he's not pulling out.
What does that mean? Help me understand.
Because you said staff pulling out, meaning like they're not going to work, but he's saying he's not pulling out like as in sex. He just wanted to piggyback off the pulling out.
You son of a bitch.
Pause, but I'm not piggybacking off of nothing.
So what does Chris do in a scenario like that?
Hey, man, your shop got to close today, kid. I'm sorry. Like, yeah.
And what's crazy is I can't even call you a liar. Like, you will close that bitch for a personal day. If you need it, but you know what? That's the way to work.
What the fuck do you want? You want me to work myself into a psychosis, into the hospital? Who's going to cook your food? Who's going to cook your food when I'm in a straitjacket?
Who's going to raise my family, my kids?
You know what I'm saying? Like, relax.
Bro,
you gotta relax.
If you want sane, relaxed, well-cooked food,
Where you got to go, plus?
By a chef with an even-keeled, relaxed, and happy demeanor because he's well-rested.
Not all the time. My demeanor ain't happy, but you know what? The food going to taste good because that's where I put all my energy.
Ignore everything he just said, okay? listen to what I say.
Nah, because I be looking mad sometimes. People be coming and asking me what's wrong. Ain't nothing wrong, bro.
You
did,
nigga, you at a Jamaican restaurant. That's the ambiance.
I'm trying okay. to set the vibe.
All right?
Yeah, it's the vibe. Angry nigga behind the counter.
Yeah. When you say what's up, everything's all good after that.
The ruder they are, the better the food.
You heard?
Please, 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 please pull up to Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Listen, okay? The food is bussing. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida.
And I just want to say this real quick, son, because earlier today, somebody brought it to my attention that there was a vegan festival that happened. And at this vegan festival, someone served vegan grill. Whoever you are, God bless you.
Nah.
And I appreciate it.
I ain't on that.
No cap. I appreciate it because it proves to me what I've known my entire life. So thank you.
And here's the thing. Thank God for podcasting, where we were able to chronicle the creation. We were together when we decided that that was a beautiful idea. And then you went in the lab and concocted something great.
I just want to say you're welcome.
I remember I posted it. Haitians blew up my DMs. And then the very next Griot Fest, I saw shenanigans.
I just think it's a beautiful thing, like I said, man.
You built better than me.
You guys show me what I've known my whole life and what I've told people my whole life. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
If you want to come,
validated me.
If you want to come to the house of the original, okay, the original vegan grill,
where it all started.
You can only get that in one place.
It was just a seedling of an idea,
and we brought it to fruition.
And you niggas copied it. It's beautiful.
6060, Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Let me tell you something. I break any date for work.
But you know what puts me in a good mood, dog?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Why? Why we gotta guess?
Guys, if you all check under your chairs, you will find that you have some lovely packages from our good friends at Gramco.
This nigga's doing a sweepstakes.
And if you just so happen to get some Gramco edible gummies, man, those things will uplift your mood.
Has my name on it, plus. All right.
Check under your chairs, guys.
I fuck with that Gramco.
You get a package.
I fuck with that Gramco.
You get a package. You get a package.
Shout out to Gramco, man.
For sending me a personal pack. With
Gramco, the damn co.
Wait, did we all get the same shit? Did we get different shit?
Hey, man, go shop Gramco and use promo code NWO25 to get 25% off your order. They do coffee, as you can see up here. They have merch. They're pre-rolls.
Is that what you just smoked?
Yeah, that's what I'm smoking right now, pre-roll.
Ooh, big gummy pack. Marvelous.
Hold on. I'm actually trying one of these.
Marvelous.
I can't open mine.
Nah. What we got
that's because that's because you gotta eat more meat, nigga.
Mm. Pause.
Pause, man. Why it's crazy. It's madness. Like that?
That is madness.
That's crazy, man, bro. Yeah, be careful how you talk to your friends, guys. This tastes really. Ricky be talking to me like a wild man.
Mango.
Yeah, that shit tastes really good.
Completely unhinged.
Hey, man, this shit tastes amazing.
Oh wow, we got sampler in here.
Oh guys, wait. Cut that music off. I forgot about something. So sorry for this hard pivot, Gramco. But guys, Ed Buck, huh?
All right.
Before we get to that, I just wanted to piggyback off of what I was beginning to say.
Please.
About the last question. I just want to remind y'all niggas, remember, we all subscribe to the philosophy of emotional deposits. Mm-hmm. That's what leads that's what literally leads and drives the charge behind my actions.
Now, Ben, for those who are not familiar with the concept of the emotional bank account, please enlighten the young men. Give to the people.
Fellas, if you out there, grab your pen and your pad, or if you need to, make sure you mark this time stamp, like, because this is real pertinent information and you niggas need to have this shit.
Well, the philosophy behind the emotional deposits is that you kind of use the analogy of your relationship being a bank account. And as with any bank account, you cannot make any transactions if you don't have money in it. You need to have funds within your bank account. So in this relationship bank account, you make sure that you deposit funds in there via dates, via just cause things, via whatever that could bring happiness between yourself and your significant other. This could go for women as well. Emotional bank accounts, you deposit as much as you can. So when you eventually, because you're a man, eventually
you gotta withdraw, fall. Baby.
You will fall.
You gotta withdraw, baby. You got to.
You could give yourself a buffer because you've made so many deposits prior to the withdrawal.
Now, what happens when you withdraw with no deposits, Ben?
It's going to be a whole lot of quiet days, quiet nights.
You're going to overdraft.
You're going to overdraft. You overdraft. And then you end up having to pay overdraft fees. Make sure you do not be one of them people who takes without depositing anything.
Ben, that was beautifully explained. It's clear that you're a master of this, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the reason why I'm sorry to use the word magic, but it goes hand in hand. You maintain the magic by depositing.
And see, that's the thing, though, right? Is that, like, I feel like skipping out on work to maintain a date, it's a big fucking deposit, man.
It is. You show that there's a, you know, you place priority on the woman in the relationship. And I'm not saying that neither of the people in this room don't prioritize it.
Give it to somebody else. You're dying. Give it away.
It's okay. You don't have to do it alone, bro.
Give it away.
Ask this nigga if you want them.
Yeah, nigga. It's fucking dying.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Give me the joint.
The nerve to have those dry ass feet up.
But yeah, man.
Roster will be by.
But yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there really quick. But Ed Buck.
Yo.
I missed that whole conversation.
Because you don't care about emotions. Right? You don't care emotions about maintaining a relationship.
You cry sometimes.
Chris just walked the fuck out. This shit must be crazy. Nice. It just must be nice.
What's going on?
Not to speak.
What just happened?
He just walked off set. He Rick Rossed us.
All right, guys. Who is Ed Buck? Because I kept thinking Joe Buck this whole time, obviously. But it's not Joe Buck. My bad, Joe Buck. I thought you was a fucking rapist. But it's not Joe Buck. Joe Buck just fucking be calling his NFL games. Bull job. Who is Joe Buck? Ed Buck. Damn it. Who is he, guys?
Who is Ed
Buck? Ricky, goddammit. Pod, why are you staring at Chris?
Nigga, I'm doing the shit, man.
What shit?
Doing
the shit. Oh.
What did I tell you about calling it shit?
Ed Buck. You guys were telling me who Ed Buck was earlier. I didn't know.
I have no idea who he is. I just know what he's been doing to people.
He is a...
He knows.
He's a... What would you call those
politician?
People? No, he himself is not a politician. He backs politicians. So like a lobbyist?
Yeah, a lobbyist.
Yeah, so he's a lobbyist.
Either way.
A Democratic lobbyist with friends in high places that have been keeping him out of prison for assaulting black people.
They're calling him an American businessman.
He's literally... Yeah, when they do the documentary on this nigga, it's going to be a horror movie. Believe me.
Sentenced to 30 years in jail.
Oh, he got sentenced?
Yeah. To 30 years in jail.
That motherfucker guilty.
For drugging gay men, two of them fatally.
Those are the two that they caught him for, mind you.
Yeah,
he's
more.
Rumored to have murdered
there's more.
Hundreds, bro.
And found guilty on all 9 counts, including having a drug house, distributing methamphetamine, and enticing men to travel for prostitution. This shit is dark.
It's horrible, bro. When you really get into it, it's really bad news.
He used his wealth and influence to prey on and exploit mostly vulnerable black men for party and play encounters at his West Hollywood apartment.
Oh, wow.
Bucks paying men to use drugs, injecting large amounts, and performing sex acts on them. He would inject them without their consent. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga's a fucking monster. And it just, my brain goes into overdrive when niggas like this get jammed up, because did it just happen? Did you piss niggas off? Did you have to be the one to go?
Nah, bro, it's this case been happening for a while, no cap. But he's just now, you know, because rich people have the ability to prolong trials. No matter how severe whatever their crime is, enough money can make a trial last for a while. You know what I'm saying? So he's been able to prolong this trial this entire time. But this is some years in the making, for real. It's been some nasty behavior going on for years out of Atlanta.
Well, you know what? Good news for Joe Buck, for Ed Buck, sorry. You're about to get as many vulnerable black gay men as you can handle where you're going.
Man, your asshole is going to be ruined.
Okay. This must be a party for you. You're going to a buffet.
Your esophagus is going to be
if
out of
there. If you like poor gay black men, have I got a surprise for you.
Oh, my God.
If I got a whopper of a surprise for you.
Hallelujah. It's raiding, Ben.
Boy.
They're going to fucking have a ball with you, Ed Buck.
I hope they have wheelchairs in prisons, because you're going to need one, pal.
Man, I hope he gets everything that's coming to him.
Everybody's going to get the fuck at Buck.
Fucking Buck.
I thought he was going to say out of here. Everybody's going to get the fuck. All right, guys. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. I know what I said before. Pay me no mind.
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh, shit. I know what I said. Pay it no mind. Oh, boy, I thought that said 140. My God. Hey, hey. But you better ask a real nigga. But you better ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. About to hit a spliffer. Nigga. With my Chrissa. Nigga. This question right here comes from the homie Cher. Hey, how are you, dear? Have you guys ever low-key/high-key regretted giving someone's y'all number? And how did you deal?
Oh, my God. I just don't answer the phone.
I've been thinking about changing my shit this year, bro, but I'm hearing that they're all out of 305s.
Really?
They're fresh out. That's why they're starting this new.
Well, what's that? What's that new area code?
357 or some shit.
That's insane.
Ugly. That's ugly.
They don't have any 305.
The 305s are done. These motherfuckers.
I blame Metro.
Right.
These fucking $10 phone lines.
Because I really want a 305 number. I really do.
As a nigga who just recently changed his number, I love it, and yeah. I got a 305 number too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want one. I need one.
You know, before you change your number, you can see what number's available if you like it.
I've had my shit for 14 years now.
Oh.
Nah, so you don't want to change that number.
Yeah, that's too long.
You just want to get a new number.
Fuck that. I will burn it, nigga.
Nah, bro. You just want to get a new number so that, because you're going to still have business contacts from like 10 years ago that you never know when they might pick up the phone and say, damn, I need to get
a the last time social a nigga media. From 10 years ago called me.
Child support.
Come on, man. You can find me. Like,
That's funny.
It's a new world, bro. Get on out and find me. I'm changing this.
What
number.
Good comes out of a nigga hitting you up from 10 years ago?
Come on.
It's never, never good.
Hey,
it's been 10 years.
Boy, do I have an opportunity for you. Typically, when a nigga call you from 10 years ago,
it's never good.
It's never good.
It's Amway.
Fucking ANC, nigga.
Like, and that's the thing. That's why I've had it for so long. What, ACM. Because what if, and I'm here to tell you, bro, all the opportunities came through DM. That's what the fuck is going on.
Social media.
All of it's just come through DM. Nobody's calling me. Like, phone numbers have turned into some real personal shit. Yeah. You don't just call people.
Nah, look, yeah.
Plus, I haven't spoken to you in 8 years, but I got a gig for you.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, bro.
I got a gig for
Most
you.
Most of the niggas I booked for this tour, nigga, I booked through DM. Yo, what you doing? Send me a picture.
What don't
That's
you
how
do?
I go now.
What don't you do through the DM anymore?
I mean, at this point, because when you send a DM, it gives the impression that it's no pressure. You don't have to respond now.
I'm not trying to be all in your personal space.
Text messages feel like, hey, man, I'm in your house. Can I have something to drink? Yeah. Like, whoa, bro.
Why are you all on my line?
Like, why are you on my lawn? Like, what the fuck?
Up. Text me, fine. Don't still fucking call me because I ain't going to answer.
Why you all in my
And that's the thing. So it's like, if that's the culture of, like, phone numbers now, why yeah, the fuck do I need to keep this shit? It can die.
Nah, you're right about that.
I regret giving the student loan people my number.
Oh my God, bro. I regret whatever misstep I had that causes whatever group that runs the Afrobeats parties in South Florida.
Oh.
I am so sorry. Please
oh
remove
my God.
Me, bro. Please.
They will not stop texting me.
Please, bro.
What party did I write my phone number at the front door?
They please, will not bro. Stop texting
and
me, bro.
It's
put
so
that
unfortunate
shit in circulation.
Because
shit.
I'm one of those guys now. If you come to my event and I have your email address, you will learn about the next one. I'm so sorry.
Nigga, I got some Haitian tour emails, nigga.
Oh, hey, you saw me shooting this week?
I got
I'm
this
so
week.
Sorry, brother.
That's fine.
That's the game.
I know the game. We got to do a shoot for our live show, so I get it.
Did it look nice? Did it look clean? It
looked very clean.
Yeah, we got to do it, baby. Got
to
do it.
Still waiting on my link to purchase my tickets.
Nigga, so you ain't telling me you got an email telling you where to buy tickets, and you need me to send you a link?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, nigga.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, Ben.
Uh-oh.
All right, Ben. All right, Ben. All right, Ben. As long as we all heard the comments together.
He's got you there.
I want to feel like you really want me there.
Yeah, fuck you, pal. You and every other bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you. Right?
You prioritize these fat bitches. What about me?
Do you know motherfuckers do that to you?
They're
motherfuckers who won't come to the show unless you invite them?
Invite them, yeah.
Fuck out of here. I can't.
What is this?
I can't. I cannot.
Oh, guys, which one are we going to? Dania or Miami? I say Daniel.
I'm like, bro, I'm going to Houston. I mean, goddamn, Montreal first. That shit's already sold out.
I saw.
So the work is done.
I see Whiskey's going to be there and shit.
Man, we got Whiskey on 4 or 5 dates. And,
yeah.
And that was lucky. That motherfucker is there. Have you seen her schedule?
She's booked, bro. She's booked and busy.
Whiskey is working almost every day of the month.
Had we not come here, I would have slid on the event that she had at the Urban.
Whiskey's doing.
She's working, bro.
Man, listen, check DJ Whiskey's schedule. It's insane. She has all the vibes for Haitian flag, Haitian Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm doing a 12 city tour, fucking Montreal, Tampa, LA, Naples, New York, Virginia, Connecticut, Miami, Broward, Houston, Boston, and Atlanta. I think that's everything. Tickets on hnhtour.com. If I had to recommend any of them, it would be Atlanta. It's the finale, and it's Memorial Day weekend, Sunday night. Fucking Montreal's a kickoff. Fucking Miami is literally on Haitian Flag Day.
Right.
Goddamn, we're pulling up, and we're doing Carolines in New York.
I saw. It's major.
Nigga, fucking the Breakfast Club, ignoring my interviews when I'm pressing you niggas. I'm going to Carolina like everybody else. Put me up.
Yeah, stop bullshitting and playing my niggas out, bro.
Pick a nigga email up.
Light Skin Charlemagne.
But, man.
DJ Envy. Angela Yee.
Charlemagne. Angela Lee.
Envy, you should pick up. It's not like you're at home and your wife come.
For real, not like you busy at the crib.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
The fuck?
This nigga said, it's not like you're busy making your wife come.
ain't like his shit going on at your house, nigga. Right,
nigga. Nigga Navy, if I told you guys what time it was, you wouldn't fucking believe me.
You wouldn't fucking believe it.
Ricky,
can I tell you? Final thoughts.
Somebody needs to tell him.
It is 4:49 a.m. Just in case you think I'm lying.
We are animals.
I'm going on my 23rd hour, nigga.
4:49 a.m. in the morning is what time it is.
Oh, yes. And I got to deal with a baby all day tomorrow.
Bro, I got a long fucking day. You know what I have planned tomorrow in the morning? Just in about 3 hours, my wife is waking me up to go to our fucking appointment for our cycling class. And I better not miss that fucking appointment.
I know you better not miss that. I almost did 6 miles. Don't be no bitch now.
Do you have little shorts?
I have little shorts, but it's not for that class. I just have little shorts just because I'm a sexy ass nigga.
I forgot he's fucking...
He's a D-Wade fan, so he likes to show off his
style. Us rosters, we wear tight shit.
Nah, you gotta relax.
That's what us rosters
do. Don't mix us with your D-Wade energy, bro. Don't ash in there, I'm gonna kill you.
Benford, any final thoughts for the people?
I don't know, but...
Shout out to Graham Code, the damn code.
Mm-hmm. Gang, gang.
Make sure you use promo code NWO25 for a discount on your orders. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast.
Or else.
And what?
I'm trying to get your camera there,
though. Oh, yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast.
Even heard before. What is this nigga doing behind
me? I can't, bro. I can't. I'm sorry.
Anyway. Is that a camera? Whose camera is that?
Nigga, that's your camera. That's the camera.
So. Make sure you pay attention to the emotional deposits, man. All right? Everybody seems like they're okay on social media, but it's okay to not be.
Gang, gang.
Fix your shit.
Just don't say it out loud because I don't want to hear about that shit if you're not okay.
Gee, nah. Fuck that shit.
Christopher, final thoughts for the people?
Man, if you depressed or if you're feeling down, get outside or get some help.
Get some sex.
My final thoughts are, if you are depressed, it's really important that you keep that shit to yourself. Nobody wants to hear it. If you really want to vent, spend the extra money and get therapy.
Therapy, man.
But it's really fucked up for you to unload that shit on me when I have my own shit. I'm not unloading my shit on you. Yeah. When you ask me how I'm doing, I tell you I'm fine. I'm not fine. I'm not. But I respect you. So if you really want to vent, spend the $250. Go see a therapist. You ain't even got to go. Go online. Go listen to a podcast, therapist podcast.
And hit up a great therapist podcast to hit up is the Therapeutic Girlfriends podcast.
You see that?
Jessica
Our
and
sisters.
Chrissy.
And I'm going to do my sisters a favor by following up everything these guys said by telling you guys that male mental health is very serious and you guys should take it as such.
That's on Zoom, okay?
And they're sisters.
No, Mid-gosh, I know, but they would also say
contribute to the
card. Depression is for women. Man, the fuck up.
They would also say
you're not allowed to be depressed. There's work to do.
That podcast therapy is not real therapy, and you should go and seek real therapy.
Go get help, bitch. You're fucking crazy.
Don't tell me, please.
You're a lunatic.
Like you wouldn't believe how little I care. Okay,
Gramco,
the Damco.
NWO25 promo.
Matter
code.
Of fact, if you're depressed, Graham go. Okay? Delta 8 gummy.
It's legal.
You don't need to be sad when it's all this. I want to try the mango. I was trying to wait until the show is over, but you're going to pop one right now.
I ate two of them.
Graham Co. is the fam, though.
Christopher, what is our song of the week?
Yeah, we got to pick one.
You want my pick for song of the week?
I do. Don't make us regret it, brother. Come on.
Finally, nerves come around.
Nah,
that's really a stereotype. That's really offensive.
And it's bad. I don't like it.
We was playing Bee Gees earlier. You want to go Bee Gees?
Nah, bro. We was talking about the shit earlier, man. Selling That Shit by Bobby Fishscale.
Good decision.
I don't like it.
What you hear?
but I'll let you guys have it this time.
Have you heard it before?
I don't listen to me. Not listen to nobody named no Bobby Fishscale. Fish in my culture is not a good thing. That's why you guys been talking.
But that's why
fish ting and ting.
That's why Bobby Fishscale is an American artist.
You guys love fish.
He's an American hip hop artist.
I love no fish.
Sorry,
that's stupid.
It's American culture.
Def Pond Fish.
Death Bonafide.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Shout out to that nigga, man.
Peace.
Hey, some people say I'm wrong for selling that shit, but selling that shit, I paid my mama rent. Some people say I'm wrong for selling that shit, but selling that shit, I used to feed my jit. I done sold that shit to my own family. I done let a jewel roll hard in the gravelly. They don't like it out the stem, so they like to sneak and geek. I done let a pot of head snort it straight up off a key. If I didn't sell that shit, I wonder where the fuck I'd be. I'd probably be smoking that shit, cause either you sell it or geek. I watched my dog hit that shit one time, took the hustle like that boy. He thought that he was smoking Molly, but it was synthetic, boy. I choose to sell it, not to smoke it. Now I'm out your living law. You got caught with a pistol, that is a unbeatable charge. I used to take that dope to school. I used to keep it in my shoe. I used to sell that shit to make sure my whole family had food. Some people say I'm wrong for selling that shit, but selling that shit, I paid my mama rent. Some people say I'm wrong for selling that shit, but selling that shit, I used to feed my jit. The third pair of J's I got, bitch, I bought them on my own. Bitch, I bought them on my own, off of selling Christ stones. Ain't no food at the house, I don't wanna go home. It's too hot off in that bed, cause the lights ain't on. Dip it started off trapped out, now it's a pain song. We used to get froze Pizza Hut pizza from James Jones. Bitch, I know this shirt dirty, I'ma still put it on. Bitch, that shirt cost a band, you know that's the one I want. Bitch, my dog brother used to buy Reeds every week. I was wearing some shit that my cousin gave to me. I was wearing size 8s when I was a size 3. I was an 18 in the waist, tying up them 33. I used to hate being poor, but it turned me to a beast. I think I got more dope charges than Big Meech. Left the street with a 9, came back with a beat. Me and Young go hard like tearing Big Meech. Lot of niggas out here, I ain't wanna see a Z. They were crabbing with the plug on the clean and the tree. Then we got our own plug and then we sold up the street. My grandma walked so fucking much, she had soles on her feet. Every time I drop a flow, I put my soul on the beat. Some people say I'm wrong for selling that shit, but selling